sort of psychic phenomenon. I stopped. The captain used to say you had to trust your instincts. If it felt like something was wrong, then I should take time to figure out why I felt that way. I turned slowly. No street poor here. But that was understandable. There were dead people around here. The survivors would be clinging to whatever shelter they could find, afraid the greys would replace the shadows by day. But the greys were absent, too. And traffic was lighter than it should be. And most of the tiny one-man stalls that sprawled out into the thoroughfare were not in evidence. There was fear in the air. People expected something to happen. They had seen something that troubled them deeply. What that might be was not obvious, though. When I asked one of the merchants who was bold enough to be out, he ignored my question completely and tried to convince me that there was no way I could manage another day without a hammered brass censer. In a moment, I decided he might be right. I paused to speak to another brass merchant, whose space lay within eyeshot of the library. "Where is everyone this morning?" I asked, examining a long-spouted teapot sort of thing with no real utility. A furtive shift of the merchant's eyes toward the library suggested there was substance to my premonitions. And whatever had spooked him had taken place quite recently. No Taglian neighborhood remains quiet and empty for long. I seldom carry money, but did have a few coins on me this morning. I bought the useless teapot.
"A gift for my wife, for finally producing a son."
"You're not from around here, are you?" the brass smith asked.
"No, I'm from Dejagore."
The man nodded to himself, as if that explained everything. When I started to move on, he murmured,
"You don't want to go that way, Dejagoran."
"Huh?" "Be in no hurry. Find a long way around that place."
I squinted at the library. I saw nothing unusual. The grounds appeared completely normal, though some men were working on the garden.
"Ah."
I continued forward, only till I could slide into the mouth of an alley. Why were there gardeners there? Only the master librarian ever brought them in. I caught glimpses of something wheeling above the library. It drifted down to settle on the ironwork of the gate, above Adu's head. I took it for a lone pigeon at first, but when it folded its wings, I saw that it was a white crow, and a crow with a sharper eye than Adu had. But Adu was accustomed to posting himself in the gateway. That constituted another warning sign. The white crow looked right at me, and winked. Or maybe just blinked. But I preferred the implication of intelligence and conspiratorial camaraderie. The crow dropped onto Adu's shoulder. The startled gateman nearly jumped out of his sandals. The bird evidently said something. Adu jumped again and tried to catch it. After he failed, he ran into the library. Moments later, Shadar, disguised as librarians and copyists, rushed out and began trying to bring the crow down with stones. The bird got the heck out of there. I followed its example, heading in another direction. I was more alert than I had been in years. What was going on? Why were they there?